come time to make the transition from our singing, which has been just spiritual. The very first note that was sung this afternoon, I just sat in amazement how Brother David just barely raised his hand and boom, the Spirit was singing. The Lord was singing with His bride here at the church. We're thankful to have you here to start off our 2023 camp meeting. I was standing outside on this porch and earlier, and I was looking at how empty the grounds were, and I thought there's about to be a good thing happening. And then all of a sudden, we started seeing those coming in. And they just kept coming in. They just kept coming. And I think, Lord, keep bringing them on. And I'm so glad to see so many coming. It's good to see you here. Your presence makes a difference. Your very eyes. If you could look and see what I'm seeing, you would see the eyes of the Lord's people, hungering and thirsting after righteousness. One verse I want you to hear this tonight. 119th Psalm, the 105th verse. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. May the Lord's word be that lamp unto our feet. May it show us where we've been and where we're headed. Show us how we're getting there. And give us that light on our path to show us which way is the right way. I'm going to tell you, my friends, the Lord said, I am the light of the world. If we're following His path, it will lead you to life. Right. Not eternal. Well, it does lead to eternal life. But it's not conditioned on us. But what is conditioned on us is, do I want to walk in darkness or do I want to walk in light? If I walk in darkness, I stumble. But if I walk in light, I stand. We stand tonight in need of the Lord Jesus Christ and His Spirit. We pray that the Holy Ghost would be given to us as already has manifested Himself in the singing. I want to ask Brother John Connolly to come and word our prayer tonight. And as he comes up here to speak for us at the throne of grace. Brother John, we know the awesome place that you're going to speak at, but the thing of it is, you're not going alone with it. You're going with every one of us. And we all have that same sacred nearness, that wonderful access with God our Father through our mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of God, taking our prayers, knowing the very thoughts and intents of our heart, knowing what we need before we even ask. But I believe He's pleased to hear His children cry to Him. And He answers our prayers. So many prayers answered, so many more prayers needed. And we do believe in prayer. Because the Lord said, my Father's house is a house of prayer. We want this to be a house of prayer, not the time that Brother John only will be praying, but when he gets through, we just keep praying. Just keep praying, friends, and you just see that the Lord won't open up the windows in heaven and pour out a blessing that you can't contain. After the prayer, I'll ask Brother Jeb to come and lead number 245 for us. I'm going to ask Elder Jeff Mosley, who's pastor of the Maryville Pretty Baptist Church at Louisiana, Maryville, Louisiana, to come first, followed by Elder Gary Rhodes from Fort Benton, Bentonville, or Fuller's Chapel. It just kind of came in there. So Fuller's Chapel in Arkansas, and I thought about these two men as I saw them come in, and just felt like the Lord was going to pour out a blessing through them. You pray that the Lord will take these two men, and they're men out of different walk of life, but yet the same Lord who can pour the blessing through them. And friends, that's why we call it a miracle. Because He'll take a broken man and He'll send His gospel to His children and feed His lambs and feed His sheep. We need that. Brother John, if you will, come and word our prayer up here.
this wonderful day of creation. Thank you for granting us with the opportunity to serve you, Lord, this week, Lord. Thank you for the many wonderful, wonderful blessings you have blessed us, Lord. Please bless us with this wonderful camp meeting this week, Lord. Please watch for those who are not here. Please watch for those who are sickly afflicted. Please watch for those who need love, Lord. Please grant those who are safe travels for this week who are not here today, Lord. Please grant the brothers who are coming this evening, Lord. Please grant them the liberty to preach this wonderful service. Please help the Jews right, Lord. Please forgive our sins. Please forgive your blood, Lord. Please help the Jews right, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother.
It's good to be here today. It's good to see everyone. When I was younger, Brother Mike, I used to hear ministers say that they didn't know if they were going to be able to come here, whether they were going to get all their job done to be able to come. But they were always there. So they got their job done and they came. I've heard Brother David Montgomery say that his best sermons was away from the pulpit, preaching it all week to himself. And this has been on my mind all week. And I hope that the Lord is in the matter. And if He's not, I know that I know I have enough sense to sit down and let somebody else come up and do what they have to do. Every gift is different. If every minister was the same, all their thoughts was the same, I don't know what it would really be like. But we can't be that way because we all, like Billy said, we all come from different walks of life. Paul said he fought a good fight. If we all wrote down the things that we had a fight in our lives, they would all be different. Different fights, different battles, different sacrifices, and all the things that we go through life. There's one thing we have in common, and that's faith. And that's something that we should hold on to as children of God. Billy used it before. It's funny how that works, but whenever Jesus was talking to Peter, He told him to feed His lambs and feed His sheep. He didn't say to make lambs and make sheep. He said to feed His sheep, feed His lambs. So that's our job as ministers, to feed the flock of God's house. And if we do that, then we'll achieve something that the Lord has given us to do. And that's something that I want to always strive to try to do, is to feed the congregation in any way that my gift does it, Brother Anesty. I hope that people see that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord, stands at the right hand of God, makes intercessions for us, and without Him we'd be dead. I believe that. Joseph was sold into bondage. He was sold, and his brethren thought that they had gotten rid of their problems. They thought that they'd give their father the coat of many colors with blood, and he thought he was dead for many, many years. And then all of a sudden, Joseph's dream came true, and they came to Joseph, and they fell down before Joseph, just like Joseph told them they were going to do whenever he had that dream, and they came to him, and it's something that always astonished to me about Joseph. Every time Joseph starts talking about his brethren, the Bible says that Joseph was weeping. He was crying about that. Very emotional, Brother Mike, that he loved his brethren no matter what he did to them. And that's how we are, isn't it? We all have brothers and sisters, and we have people in the church. We love one another. I love you, Brother Mark. I grew up with you, and I love you in the Lord's name. And I believe that, my friends, that is the best thing that you have going for you in this life. In 2023, is the love of God dwelling in your heart all the days of your life. I like this text right here. This has been on my mind all week. He says in the Genesis chapter 42, he says, "And as one of them opened up his sack to give his ass provider, in the end, he espied money, for behold, it was in the sack's mouth. And he said unto his brethren, my money is restored, and to it, even in my sack, their heart failed them, and they were afraid. So one another, what is it that God hath done unto us? I want you to know, my friends, we all have a sack. I was thinking about this week, and I have this sack that the Lord's given me, my friends. And whenever I open it up, I see mercy and grace and love of the Lord, my friends. Have you not felt that in your life? Aren't you thankful that God loved you enough to give His Son? Oh, Joseph, he went through a lot, didn't he? Oh, Joseph, he was sold into bondage. A Potiphar's wife tried to get him in trouble. All the ones in the prison tried to get him in trouble. And the whole time, the Bible says that the Lord favored Joseph. Isn't that the way it is, Brother Brother Connolly, Brother Philip? Isn't that how the Lord is? Whenever you open up your sack, how many times have you opened up your sack thinking there wouldn't be anything in there, and the Lord had filled it up for that day? The Bible says that the Lord is full of mercy. He's rich in mercy. You can't outdo God. You know what it looks like to me? I believe that old Jeff Mosley, he would just use all his mercy and his grace up every day. And the Lord would say, I'm tired of giving it to you. You keep wasting it every day on things you ought not waste it on. You think things that you ought not think. You say things in your mind, and sometimes it comes out your mouth that you shouldn't say. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fill up your sack in the morning. And Brother Taylor, when you wake up in the morning and you look at your sack, it's full of God's mercy and grace. Oh, I want you to know, my friend, God is good to us. And every time I turn around in this chapter, Joseph is asking his brethren something. He says, and he asked of their welfare and said, is your father well? The old man of whom ye spake, is he yet alive? Oh, I want you to know, Brother Mark, I love my father and I love my mother. And Joseph loved his father. And he wanted to hear some good news. Joseph opened up his sack and they said, yes. The father's still alive. Oh, Joseph, he rejoiced. And he asked them a number of times. I think about three times he asked them this question. But I want you to look at something real quick. Brother Gary, you're going to have enough time tonight. But listen to what he says. Joseph and Israel died. Israel died. The first thing them brethren started saying, peradventure, he's going to kill us. He's going to kill us. But I want you to know, my friends, that sack is deep enough, Brother Mike, that Joseph showed them just how much he loved them. It says that when they came into the room one time in the scriptures, it says that he started weeping. He couldn't refrain himself. Told everybody to get out of the room. And all of a sudden he said, I'm Joseph, whom you sold into bondage. Oh, my friends, I bet their heart hit the floor. Wouldn't you think it would have? Their heart hit the floor. And you know what? The whole time he was telling his brethren that, he was weeping. He was weeping. Why, my friends? Because he had the Spirit of God dwelling within him. He had forgiveness. And all the things that they had done to him, he forgave them, all of it, my friends. And he says this in the last chapter of Genesis. He sent the servants, the brethren sent the servant to talk to Joseph. He said that when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us and will certainly require us all evil which is done unto him. And they sent the messenger unto Joseph. And there he says, thy father commanded before he died, saying, so shall ye, Joseph, forgive, I pray you, the trespasses of thy brethren. Kind of sounds like a prodigal son, didn't it? They had the story all set. They thought they were going to hit the strings of his heart. But you know what? His strings of his heart already been hit because his sack was full. I want you to know, Brother John, Brother Philip, his sack was full. And then whenever they came to talk to him, listen to what it says. He says, forgive the trespasses of the servant of the Lord, thy father, he says, of thy father. And Joseph wept as they spake unto him. His bag was full. He was full of mercy and grace. And he says, and his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, we be thy servants. Joseph's dream came true, didn't it? You know what? When the Lord says something and he says something's going to come to pass, it's going to come to pass. He told Paul he was going to go to Rome. He didn't tell him how he was going to go to Rome, but he told him he was going to go to Rome. Where did he go? He went to Rome. I want you to know, my friends, that God gave his son for us. And I want you to know, dear brethren, our job is to feed the lambs and feed the sheep. Listen to what it says. Let us feed not with our ideas and conjuring up new things. Have you ever thought about if there was something preached that had never been preached in 3,000 years, Brother Mike? I'd say, woe unto that man. You better be careful. I want you to know. But listen to this. This will stand all day long. He says that every priest standeth daily. He says, ministering, the offering oft times the same sacrifice which can never take away sins. They did exactly what the Lord told them to do. They went into the holiest of holies. They made sacrifices and the Lord accepted it. The Lord accepted it. And it was good for a year, but we needed something better. We needed something better. But this man, oh, I want you to know, if we preach anything this week, let's preach Jesus.
Amen.
I want you to know, my friends, if you want your sack to be full this weekend and you want to look in there and you see your corn and your money all full to the top of the mouth of the sack, my friends, preach Jesus. Sing to the Lord. Don't sing because you got a beautiful voice and you think it's wonderful to hear it. I've given up on that a long time ago. But I want you to know the Lord can see your heart. He can see your heart, my friends, and he knows whether you're using that sack for good or for evil. The Lord knows those things. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, ever sat down at the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. He says, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Oh, that'll fill your sack up. You'll have enough, won't you, my friends? If you believe that Jesus gave his life for us, we were dead in sins. Here's a text you won't hear on TV. For he says, by whom? Let me go get it real quick. It's not so easy up here. And you hath he quickened, who was dead in trespasses and in sins. I shouldn't have to worry about that text, but I'll tell you what, it's not as easy down there as it is up here. But I want you to know, my friends, by one offering, he perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after, I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble in my eyes. Had to get a bigger Bible. For it says, whereof the Holy Ghost also is written to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their heart, and I will write them in their mind, and I will write them in our minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquity will I remember no more. Oh, my friends, when I think of that, my bag gets full, and I start rejoicing, my friends. What did that lady at the well in John chapter 4? She went to gather water at Jacob's well. Is the Lord greater than Jacob? Yes, he is. I want you to know, my friends, he's greater than Jacob. But she went there to get water just like she was supposed to. And the Lord told her to give him some water. He told her, this water, you'll have to have it again. But the water that I have, it's as an everlasting spring. And it'll fill your bag up every day. She dropped her bucket, something that would carry water. She dropped her bucket and ran back and said, is this not the Christ? Is this not the Christ? Oh, my friends, I want my bucket. I want my bag full every day. And I can't fill it. I try to fill my bag on my own way. Just like Adam tried to cover themselves with fig leaves. You know what it took to be covered? It took the Lord. And the Lord, it took Him to die for our sins. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now we're remission. There is no more offering for sin. Jesus won't ever have to come back and be born of a virgin and be born again and live 33 years and die on the cross. Why? Because He perfected it one time. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which consecrated for us through the veil, that is, say, His flesh. His body was broken for us. When we do communion, purest and most delicate thing that we do in the church, my friends. It's the most quietest time we have with the Lord, brother mine. And I'm able to take that bread. And when I did communion the first time, my friends, I saw my dad. I saw all your dads do communion. And they broke the bread, poured the wine. But the first time as a minister, when I did that, I took that bread and I broke it, my friends. And the flyer flew off of it. I saw the violence in it. And you know what happened? My bag got full and I started rejoicing, Brother Anastasia. My bag was full because I could see the violence that I did when I broke that bread. And it reminded me that the Lord's body was broken for me. And then when I poured that wine, back then we used one wine, one glass for the women and one glass for the men. Nobody ever died. Nobody ever got sick. And when they got through with communion, they poured the wine that was left over back into the bottle. I want you to know, my friend, they wasn't worried about anything. You know why? Because their bag was full after that. Did you get to wash your dad's feet? Did you get to wash your mom's feet? Oh, my friends, what a day that was. Did you not look in your bag after that communion and went out into the Mount of Olives and rejoiced? Yes, I was able to wash my dad's feet. And not only did he wash I washed his feet, but a grown man got down and washed my feet. A little old boy washed my feet. Oh, I want you to know, my friends, there's nothing more sanctified in this world that we can do is to get down at one another's feet. He says in the 23rd verse, or 22nd verse, and I'm going to get out. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Here's your bag full. Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. He says, for He is faithful that promised. What did He promise? That His Son was going to come down and die for our sins. Did He accomplish it? Yes, He did. He said it was finished, my friends. And it was finished. He says, and let us consider. Here's responsibility toward every one of us in this room. Nobody in this room is better than anybody. We're all servants one to another. Listen to what he says. Let us hold up. He says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Oh, my friends, we shouldn't have trouble in the church. Of all places, I can see having trouble at work because all those people, they don't love the Lord. They make fun of the Lord. They use His name in all different ways. They can compound His name in all different ways. They don't love Him. But it looks like, my friends, we would never have trouble in the church. Sometimes we do because we forget this text. Not to provoke one another in love toward good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, that He hath received the knowledge of the truth, their remission is no more sanctified for sin. I want you to know, my friends, we can deny the Lord, but I'm thankful that the Lord can't deny us. And someday, oh, what a day that will be. Someday our bags are going to be full, not with things that are corruptible, not with things that will waste away. These old bodies are going to waste away, but there's coming a day when the Lord's going to come back, and your bag's going to be full, not with natural things, but you're going to be glorified in a way that you can't even imagine. No more sickness, no more pain, no more death, no more diseases, no a bad heart valve, a bad eye, diabetes. I've got it all, my friends. I could write a book, but I want you to know my spirit is 2020. It's 2020. You know, no matter how sick I get, no matter how I go, Brother Philip, my spiritual life will always be 2020. One day I'll close with this. I've got 5 minutes. I went to Texas Children's Hospital one time, and there was a little girl from Florida. She had cancer, and she was very, very sick. She died about 2 days after we went to see her. And I was standing by her bed, and my hands was on the rail of the bed. And her mama asked me and Sister Ramsey, Kathy Ramsey, to pray for her. And I began in my weak way to pray for her, to try to be of comfort toward her in that room. And as I was praying, she reached up and grabbed my hand. And I want you to know, my friends, my bag was full. Here I was trying to comfort her, and she comforted me. That's how it is, my friends. Let's love one another. Keep your bag full. Don't let it get empty. Oh, my friends, don't let this old Bible that we've got that we can hold on to, don't let it get dusty. Don't forget to read it and think about it. You don't have to read every chapter every day, but you can think of some things every day. You can think about the Lord. You can listen to preaching on the radio. You can talk to one another. There's all different ways to study about the Lord. But always keep it new. Always keep it new. And keep your bag full. Thank you for your time.